The state and federal governments are being urged to prioritise truck drivers for COVID vaccination. The transport industry says drivers are being subjected to repeated COVID nasal swabs as they cross state borders to keep the country moving. Steve Shearer is the executive officer of the South Australian Road Transport Association.
The performance so far, in South Australia's case, we've had over 1.5 million entries by truck drivers into South Australia since the pandemic began. And this case with the removalists the last few days is the first case that we've had of COVID being exposing South Australia by a truck driver. And the reason is truck drivers, long-distance truck drivers, are isolated in their truck. We don't have any paper transactions anymore because of the pandemic. It's all electronic. They have their sleep in their truck and they're isolated from the general community. And if they go, say, to Sydney and come back on a run, they don't go socialising while they're in Sydney. They don't have the time. So that has kept the risk extremely low. The challenge now is that this Delta variant is so contagious that even with that brilliant risk management by our industry, the risk has gone up.
How important is it for governments to get this issue right, Steve?
Oh, it's absolutely important. And I think we need fundamentally to take politics out of it, but we also need medical professionals to be very clear in weighing everything up. We cannot have our cake and eat it too. We all know that if the trucking industry is not able to keep the freight moving, the key issue is the trucking industry is keeping the community in every state sustained. Everything from toilet paper, which we all know about, through to food and everything else that you need, moves on trucks. And that has to keep happening. If it doesn't, all hell will break loose within all communities because they just won't be able to get all the things they need for their daily life. Therefore, you have to recognise that and do what you need to do to keep trucking moving safely. And so we can't afford to be overly idealistic about this.
Is the message from the trucking industry then more vaccines available if truck drivers want them and trying to reduce in some way this large number of tests that truck drivers are having to endure?
Yes, exactly. We're certainly not saying mandate vaccination. We don't believe in that philosophically, but it should be an available option for a truck driver to get vaccinated, even if they're under 60. And if they are properly vaccinated, they should be able to substantially reduce, if not completely remove, the COVID testing requirements. Now, I personally think there would still be some testing requirements, but not every single time you come into South Australia. And if you're a regular Sydney Adelaide truck driver, there's one company here that sends 35 B-doubles of fresh produce to the Sydney markets every night of the week. There are 35 drivers just from that one company helping keep people in Sydney fed. If we're going to keep that going, then we need these trucks to be able to continue to move. And we can't have a situation where drivers say, that's it, I've had enough, I'm walking away.
That's Steve Shearer, Executive Officer of the South Australian Road Transport Association.